Not too bad of a day today. High going up to 36 degrees. We'll have some sun today, too. Here's Looking Glass at 3WS.
WS with the holiday music that brings our loved ones closer.
Hi, I'm Staff Sergeant Mitchell Morrison, currently assigned here in Southwest Asia. I'd like to send a happy holidays out to my wife Kimberly, my daughter Cassandra, and all my family and friends back in PA. Love you and see you soon.
3WS.
Merry Christmas. 94.5 3WS, sunny today with a high of 36 degrees. If you're a brand new listener to 3WS, we thank you for tuning in. A lot of people listening to the Christmas music for the past 6 weeks or so suddenly pop the radio on and go, hey, hold on, this isn't, I guess it's not Christmas anymore. I will play a few songs here and there scattered in, but for the most part, back to the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the feel-good music, stuff you can sing along with. So thanks. Thanks for setting the preset. Can't say that enough. So, okay, talking about this call we got, about Heinz Field being empty seats, not completely empty, but a lot of empty seats, and the Cleveland Brown, the stadium up there in Cleveland, being sold out. Hello?
Hi, yes, I have a comment, or a rebuttal, actually, to make in regards to Steve's comments earlier.
Go ahead.
The point of why the Steelers aren't selling out and the Browns are is everybody expects the Browns to lose. Nobody expects the Steelers to lose, therefore, with their record that they have, lose, they're still going to have their fans.
I don't know if I follow that. That's like backing Ralph Nader in every presidential election. You know darn well that you're just wasting your time.
Good analogy.
I mean, you might be standing behind your principles, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know you're wasting your time. You know that at the end of the day, that Ralphie is not going to be the next president. You just know that. This is a matter of fact. I'm not trying to be mean here. It's just life.
You're right.
Because for a whole host of reasons. So, Cleveland Browns, the Ralph Nader of football. By the way, what do the Cleveland Browns and possums have in common, Teresa?
I don't know what, Jim.
Both play dead at home and get killed on the road.
Ah.
6:21.
This is the 94.5 3WS Entertainment Report.
New movies this week in The Thrashers.
That's the Entertainment Report on 94.5 3WS and 3WSradio.com. Keyword, entertain.
There once was a...
No strangers!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Traffic.
Brought to you by Joe. That's 3WS Total Traffic. This portion of Merkle in the Morning brought to you by The Meadows. It's your play.
Thank you, Teresa. Crocodile Rock, here's Elton John. 3WS. You know him, you love him, John Mellencamp, and Hurts So Good. 94.5 3WS.
The songs that still sound great. Classic hits.
94.5
3WS.
Right now.
Young Bloods and Get Together, 94.5 3WS. Got some sun today. I have about 36 degrees. Observation yesterday, I was at Costco, and I saw there's a big pallet full of Mexican Coca-Cola.
Oh, really?
In bottles. I was intrigued. As I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, well, is that a good thing? I mean, look, I love Costco. Don't get me wrong. Nothing against Costco. And this has been other places, too. I've heard the Mexican Coca-Cola is headed our way.
Really?
And I'm thinking, well, what? First of all, why does it have to come from Mexico? Don't they just bottle this stuff, you know, not too far from here?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And is that a good thing? Really, anything from Mexico. I mean, if I'm going to buy a sombrero, okay. Some jumping beans, tequila, tacos, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Coca-Cola? I mean, because if you drink the water, right?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, I just don't understand. It's all a Mexican.
It's like, I don't know.
It's just me.